Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie? Or which real tech acquisition is like Game of Thrones? Or the one financial equation that can finally solve climate change? Then check out the daily news podcast, The Best One Yet. Every morning on The Best One Yet, hosts Nick and Jack serve up three of the most interesting business news stories and why you need to know them in just 20 minutes. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies, you're going for that promotion at work, or you just want to know the trends before your friends, be in the know this year by starting your mornings with The Best One Yet every weekday. I'm about to play a clip from The Best One Yet. Follow The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
Welcome back. It is Monday, March 11th, and today's pod is the best one yet. Jack and I with the Petit Boy.
The top three pop business news stories you need to know today.
Jack, big week, my friend. Yes, Jack and I are flying over to New York City right now.
Is it called the Wythe Hotel or the White Hotel? Either way, we're staying in Brooklyn.
I think it's called the Wythe Hotel.
Oh, is it?
No, it's Wythe. It's Wythe. It's Wythe.
Nick and I have an announcement to make, and let's just put it this way. We'll be all the way up when we do.
T-Boy Tuesday, stay tuned, Yetis. In the meantime, Jack, three fantastic stories today. What do we got, man?
For our first story, Congress just voted unanimously to force TikTok to separate from China or else it's banned.
But Yetis, this is the first presidential election where Gen Z may vote for TikTok.
For our second story, there is one thing whose prices worldwide have barely changed in decades. Bananas.
Bananas! The humble banana is defeating inflation, so Jack and I are going to tell you how.
And our third and final story, the percentage of women in the workforce just hit an all-time high worldwide.
And the number one reason for this record moment, it all comes down to childcare.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories to kick off the week.
What a mix of stories for a Monday. Love it, Jack.
So last night was the Oscars, and I gotta say, everyone looked fantastic on the red carpet.
Oh, good. So good.
So good. What are you wearing? Who are you wearing? What weren't you wearing? But Yetis, Nick and I, we have one issue with the Academy. Last night, they had the wrong envelopes.
Last night, they handed out the wrong awards.
Fortunately, here at the Best One Yet podcast, we have the real winners.
So Jack and I are here to present this year's T-Boy Awards.
We are recognizing excellence in business.
And we'd like to thank the Academy. Can we get some drum roll music?
The first award for tonight's show is Best Director to Jensen Huang of NVIDIA.
Jensen Huang of NVIDIA has led the surge of NVIDIA stock, and he can come right up and accept your award, Jensen.
He added $1 trillion in value just in 2024 so far.
Well, the next award is for Best Drama, which goes to OpenAI.
The Shakespearean comeback story of Sam Altman was one for the ages.
Yes, it was. And the Best Hair and Makeup Award goes to Sam Bankman-Fried.
Each day he wakes up in prison, his hairdo has a different style.
Well, Jack, Best Costume Design goes to the Abercrombie & Fitch male model.
This is my favorite. They're actually wearing clothes now, which is the key to the stock going up, apparently.
Best International Film goes to Ozempic.
The miracle weight loss drug is from Denmark, but everyone in the U.S. has seen it.
Ozempic, Danish by birth, American by blood.
Okay, Nick, what about Best Performance in a Musical?
Well, Jack, that award is going to the audience at AMC Theaters who's been watching the Taylor Swift concert movie and dancing in the aisles.
Best Lead Actor goes to Ben the Bitcoin.
Ben the Bitcoin. His Bitcoin role just hit an all-time high. Step on down, Ben.
And Best Leading Actress goes to...
Yes, Jack?
That $40 Stanley tumbler.
The Stanley mug. She is literally everywhere right now.
Chances are you have one in your left hand and your right hand right now.
She's so good. She's so good. She earned it, Jack.
But of course, we can't close out the T-Boy Awards without mentioning who we lost in the past year.
Yes, in memoriam. Jack, Yetis, besties, can we please have a moment of silence for
Bed Bath & Beyond.
For WeWork.
For Twitter.
And for the Apple Car. We Congratulations to all the winners out there.
The Oscars? Yeah, that's cute.
Jack and I would also like to take a moment here and thank our mothers, our wives.
Now, the thing we love most about the T-Boy Awards every year.
Our producers, our audience.
Our listeners, our editors.
We got two more. We have some more thank yous. We got some more time. We need more time. I'm sorry.
They're taking us off. We got to go.
We got to hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Congress just voted unanimously to force TikTok to break up with China or get banned. Was that dramatic enough, Jack?
But Nick, the surprise on the ballot for this year's presidential election, Gen Z TikTok voters.
Yetis, there was a shockingly quick development that went down last week, and Jack and I got to update you on it.
A House committee, a key House committee, voted unanimously to force TikTok to change their ownership or else they get banned in the United States.
This House committee voted 54-0 against.
And the bill would require that TikTok separate from its Chinese ownership, ByteDance, or else it faces a nationwide ban.
Yeah, when it comes to political science, this is the equivalent of going viral.
Now, why would politicians want to ban TikTok?
Well, Jack, it's because a third of Americans under the age of 30 regularly get their news from TikTok.
And since China controls TikTok, China controls the news and information we consume, which means China can influence the decisions we make. That's why TikTok is already banned at some universities.
Like the University of Texas.
And that's why TikTok is already banned for many government workers.
Like the CIA.
And for some states, too.
Like Missouri.
But Yetis, we know what you're thinking. People have been talking about a TikTok ban for 4 years. Nothing's happened on a serious measure.
Well, this news is the first serious move that we've seen toward an actual national TikTok ban.
Now, Republican leaders plan to bring this bill to a full floor vote this week.
You can listen to the best one yet ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, The Best One Yet, Business Wars, and many, many more. Wondery means business.